Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, every now and again, houses go on sale in Italy for bargain prices, €1 each. The scheme is aimed at attracting foreigners to come and live in the more depopulated areas. And obviously, the houses need a little bit of work. But how much work and how much hassle is involved? The travel influencer Stephanie Barry Woods came dangerously close to buying one. Stephanie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So when you were looking, I suppose the first thing you considered was what kind of areas were they in? And to you, was that a little bit of a red flag?
It wasn't. We were kind of looking for something remote anyway. So we weren't particularly looking in Rome or anything like that. So we knew wherever we were able to buy, we wouldn't be able to get, you know, a mortgage or anything like that. So we knew wherever it was going to be remote. So that wasn't the biggest turnoff.
Yeah. No, but I mean, a turnoff in the sense that you're buying a house in a little village and there's only three other people living there.
That's it. That's the problem with it. And I know they offer a lot of houses in one go in a village. So you'd have to hope that all of them are bought. And then if they're all bought, you have to hope that everybody comes through with the renovations, because you only have a certain amount of time to complete the renovations before they take the house back. So really, you're kind of taking a risk entirely on the property. And it's a lot more of an investment than a euro, really, with the risk you're taking.
Yeah. And now, you did eventually buy a house, just for people who are wondering, but not under this scheme. And from having lived in Italy and having a bit of work done on the house you have, what you alluded to there was that, you know, that time limit, you only have 2 years or something to do the house up. Is that often practical?
I don't think so. I mean, you have to complete the renovation within 1 to 3 years usually, and you have to submit a renovation proposal within 6 months for a lot of them. And that can be hard to do, because what we did find was that our house didn't need a lot of work, but anything it did need took a lot longer than we thought. It wasn't that it was more expensive, but it was just so hard to find somebody, because even looking online, you couldn't find someone. It was our friend's cousin, our neighbor's friend. It was always just someone in the town knew somebody who was able to fix the thing that we needed. And then they would say they'd come by next week. And sometimes it would roll into 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And everything took a really long time. So even, you know, I would imagine that if I was doing an entire renovation, I'd be tearing my hair out after a couple months, especially in another language.
And would there be a lot of bureaucracy to deal with?
There's a lot. That was one thing that surprised me moving to Italy. There is a lot of it, and there's a lot to get through. Everything from trying to get our bins to sign up for local services like a doctor. Everything takes, I'd say, 4 or 5 times the amount of time you think it will to do pretty much anything there.
Okay, yeah, so it sounds like Ireland, crazy. But maybe Ireland on steroids.
A little bit. Maybe a cheap wine, though.
And I assume if you bought a house for €1 and there's a dodgy roof, and you need a roofer to come and do it, and it's somebody's third cousin who might be driving through town in a few weeks' time, you don't know whether they're actually qualified to do this, or, you know, do inspectors come out and inspect the work and that kind of thing?
You'll get an inspection at the start, and that was pretty good. We got a full report of our house, and you get that in the beginning. And then when you go through and you submit the report for the work you want to get done, you'll be doing that with the architects, and you'll be doing that with people, which are really helpful. I will say that all the work that we've gotten done has been to a really high standards. Like we have had issues getting people out to the house, but we've never had any problems with the actual contractors themselves. So I trust it in that sense that you'd get good people in, but I probably, it's just when you'll get them is probably the
So the would you advise people to be very wary of the €1 houses? They're not as cheap as they appear.
I would. I spent a good few months looking into it, really thinking it was going to be our plan. And it was only when I really went down the path of starting to look at the houses we'd get, I realized that there's a lot of things to consider and a lot of things that can go wrong, a lot of red flags, I guess. So I would say anybody who's thinking about it, you're going to want to look at location and how easy it is to get there from an airport. A lot of them are very far from airports, so to travel in and out is tough. You're going to want to look at the size of them and the condition of them. A lot of times you can't actually see the house online. You have to go to the towns to visit it, which is kind of tough. So there's a lot of things to consider before you kind of pump for it. I would say it's probably for someone who has a little bit of extra cash to spare, as opposed to someone who really is looking for something on a budget, because I do think from reading about it, costs can spiral. And some of the towns have rules that you're not able to Airbnb out the property either. So you might not even be able to make an income from it once you purchase it, which I know a lot of people want to do. Yeah.
Okay. And the place you did eventually buy was in Abruzzo.
Yes.
And as I understand it, you kind of saw the area as much as the house. And the house sounds gorgeous. The neighbours have a vineyard and you know, there's a community there. Is it in relatively small towns in Italy, especially, I suppose, if maybe you don't speak great Italian or you're in the process of learning it, how accepting are they? Do you feel like you'll always be a blow-in?
No, I don't feel it at all. I love where we moved to. We didn't speak any Italian really when we moved there. We had to learn it to communicate with everyone in our town. A few of our neighbours speak English, which is great, but not a lot of them. But we felt so accepted. We've really kind of feel like we've got a really good community there, and everyone has been great. Like, I loved the experience of moving there. So that's been fantastic.
Yeah.
But you do have to learn Italian.
Yeah. Well, obviously. And learning any language is difficult, but you know, when you kind of reach a point when you kind of understand perhaps the nuance of something somebody says, like, are you at that point now?
Yeah, you know, it's tough for us because we go back in the summers. So whenever we go back for a few months at a time, we're always a little rusty when we go back at the start of the summer. And then by the end, you're picking it up. But it does, there is like a first layer you go through where you can finally communicate and ask for what you want. And then there's a second layer of learning the language where you're like, actually, I get this person gets my sense of humor and gets my personality. And I think it's when you get to that point where you can crack jokes and you can make sarcastic remarks and stuff. That's the point that really where you start to kind of be able to let your personality out and get to know people better.
Oh, gosh. So now are you at the point in your fluency that if someone says, you know, my third cousin is a plumber, you know, that's utter nonsense, that they're actually just, you know, a handyman.
I'm getting there. I've made a couple of mistakes. Mostly there.
Stephanie, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was the travel influencer there, Stephanie Barry Woods, at Steph My Life is her Instagram account. And someone says it's hard enough to get a plumber to fix a toilet in Dublin. So it sounds like we're very similar to Italy. Yes, true for you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.